Leili Nishmas of Klein Mishkamen Ben Rabin Welu Melech. Nozer, Perak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Shloshim Minin Asurim Ben Nozer. There are three types of things that are asur to a Nozer. Hatuma, Vahatiglachas, Vayotzim and Agafen. Tuma, we know, Nozer is not allowed to become Tame. Shaving, and something that comes out of grapes, of wine. Really just means grapes. V'chalayotzim and Agafen, Mitzarf from Ze im Ze. And anything that comes out from the grapes is Mitzarf to each other. Like the Rav says, the Torah says, Anovim, Lachim, Vivashim, Lo Yochel. Therefore, whether it's the flesh of the grape, whether it's the seeds, or whether it's the peel of the grape, they all are mitztarif to combine for the shear. And this is the way the Rav is learning. Rabbeinu Tam learns a different way. We're just going to go with the Rav now. That one is only chayiv if he eats from not only the anovim, grapes, a kezayis, but so too drinking. That just like eating, the shear is a kezayis and everything it combines, so too the shear of drinking, specifically for a nazir, it's different than other halachas. The shear is going to be learnt out from achila, because the Torah says lo yochel, and lo yochel is always a kezayis, and in this parsha, you obviously can't drink as well, so drinking is learnt out from eating. Ma achila bekezayis, af shasiya bekezayis. So too drinking a kezayis. How do you figure out if you've drunk a kezayis worth? So, like Taisenta brings, what they would do is they would take a cup and put a liquid in it and drop in that cup the size of a zayis, of an olive. The water, the liquid that comes out, that's the amount of a kezayis worth of liquid. And the nazir that drinks that is chayiv. So that's the Mishnah Achrona. That's the way it seems that we paskin. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Rishoyna, but the first way that they were taught. Ad sheyishter revius yayin. That it wasn't a din of a kezayis. In fact, it was the opposite. When it comes to a nazir, that both eating and drinking was a revius. That we know that drinking is normally a revius, and the ikar here is going to be the drinking, and the eating of the grapes is learned out from drinking. Because we learned it out from sheicher, yayin v'sheicher, from entering the mikdash when one is intoxicated. One, in that case, cannot drink a revius. Now, what's a revius? A revius is a revius halog. A log is the volume of 6 eggs. So a revius, which is a quarter, would be 1.5 eggs. That's typically the volume of a revius. A kezayis, by the way, is usually a half an egg, maybe even a quarter of an egg. So let's say a kezayis is half an egg's worth. That's the volume of a kezayis. A revius, if it's 1.5, it's pretty much 3 times the size of a kezayis. So according to the Mishnah Rishona, they were pretty makel, because not just the wine is a revius by a nazir, but even the eating of the grapes also is a larger shear. It would be the size of a revius. But the Rav says, but now we have Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds like the Mishnah Achrona, which is the beginning of the Mishnah. Even though it's interesting, Rabbeinu Tam says that you're going to first start with the Mishnah Achrona in the beginning of the Mishnah. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afilu shor pito b'yayin v'yesh b'kadei l'tzarif kezayis chayiv. Rabbi Kiva holds like the Mishnah Achrona, where the shear is a kezayis for both eating and drinking. However, there's a tremendous chiddush, Rabbi Kiva says here, when it comes to Nazir, different than all other mitzvahs, since the Torah says by Nazir, the whole mishras anovim. Mishras anovim is anything that the wine is soaked into. So Rabbi Kiva says that afilu shor pito b'yayin, even if a person dips his bread into wine, v'yesh ba kedei l'tzarf kezayis chayiv, even if not, the wine doesn't even have to be a kezayis worth of wine, but what he puts in his mouth, the bread plus the wine, if the combination is a kezayis, then he's chayiv. So it could be a little bit of wine that goes into a kezayis of bread. There's a din, not like any other halachas, but the din by Nazir, because of Mishras Anavim, Gzeres HaKosev, teaches us that even a small amount of wine, that if he would have drank that small amount, he would not be chayiv, because it's less than a kezayis. But if that goes into an article of food, he's still chayiv, according to Rabbi Akiva. However, the Chum disagree with this part of Rabbi Akiva, and the Torah, when it says Mishras Anavim, it's to teach us that Tam is ke'ikr, that if there was enough of a shear of wine in that bread, you would still be chayiv. But the Chum say, of course, if there's not enough shear of wine in the bread, you're not going to be chayiv. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva on this.